You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The Nell and Jim Band are just back from performing in France, and they're performing at the Harris Center tomorrow night at Stage 3. The band is Nell Robinson, Jim Nunnally. We also have with us Rob Reich. He's here, and Jim Kerwin. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so John Arkin is the one who's missing.
We think he may be sleeping in. Yeah.
Well, traffic was a real challenge today, and we were very excited to have you perform live. And I'm just going to say from the get-go that we're going to chat a little bit, but we're going to record that performance after the show.
Thank you so much. And everybody
can find it on the air, right?
That would be great.
Okay, so how is France, and how's the recording of yet another new album going?
Wow. Well, how about if I'll talk about France. This is Nell, obviously. And we were invited to go to a wonderful bluegrass festival in the French Alps in a beautiful little town called La Roche. And so we had two performances there. We ran into lots of old friends, both from the U.S. and also from Europe that we'd made in some of our travels. And it was fun because we actually got a chance to translate one of our new songs partially into French and sing it to the audience in French. So it was just fun and an adventure and absolutely beautiful. And also very hot.
Oh, you were there for the heat wave.
Yes.
By the way, the new album, is it titled Steel?
It is.
Yes.
So you're going to record the title track after the show for us?
Yeah. Yes.
Terrific. What else about playing on the road and having audiences outside the country watch you live?
Well, I think one of the challenges is whether or not you feel like you're coming across or they're understanding you. So we were in France, and sometimes you have this feeling that they don't understand you, but most of the countries understand English. So you feel like, oh, well, when you're around town and stuff like that and people are speaking French, you think, oh, no, they're not going to really understand you. But most people in Europe do understand English, even though they may not speak it because it's not their first language, they do understand it. So I found that was a challenge. And just in speaking to the audience in the patter in between songs, what you usually use is your stage show, you wonder if it's coming across because the response is a little bit different,
right?
You know?
Music, of course, just the sound of the music would be universal. But how was the audience for your bluegrass folk sound?
Oh, they love that. That festival was a bluegrass festival.
And
it was one of the biggest, so they came there for it. Yeah.
And was the full band there?
Yes.
Jim, Rob?
Yeah. Yep. Everybody.
Yeah.
And some of us have, Jim Nunnally, I'm Jim Kerwin speaking.
Jim Dog, that's what we call him.
Well, I'm called Jim Dog because I've worked with David Grisman a lot and Jerry Garcia. And it was interesting to see the people that were promoting the show. We were, the first night we were there having dinner, and then we were asking what each person in the band, what our background was. And as soon as they found out that I worked with Jerry Garcia and in Olden the Way, Olden in the Way is really what put bluegrass on the popular map, which has now been translated over to Europe. So everyone knows those tunes, and I'm pleased to have had that in my history. So that's becoming a more universal style of music.
I wanted to hear that they also said, oh, you're that Jim, that best string bass player in the country. You're Jim Kerwin.
And he did hear that. We sat at dinner beforehand, and people knew Jim Kerwin. They knew Jim Nunnally from all of his 40 years in bluegrass and folk music. And a lot of these folks are meeting Rob Reich for the first time and very, very happy to meet him, too. A great accordion player, great keyboard player. And we're enjoying that whole new sound that he's bringing.
How high was the level of expectation stepping in, Rob?
Oh, in this band or going to France, you mean?
How about in life in general with this band and then in the music of the band?
Well, it's interesting being an accordion player and coming into bluegrass where there's not too many accordion players. And so I'm trying to look for role models elsewhere as far as listening to a lot of other instruments like the violin and hearing how they play it and trying to apply that to accordion. So, and then as far as going to France, well, French have a long history with accordion, and that's Funny thing there is when I put the accordion on, people assume I'm French and feel like I have to kind of represent the country. I almost feel like I'm French when I'm playing the accordion.
So
it was kind of an interesting thing, but then I couldn't speak French, of course. And I thought it was also interesting how there was some musicians who play bluegrass in France and sing in English, but don't actually know what they're singing. They just learn the syllables.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you are back here in Northern California with an audience that knows and loves your music. So I'll say that tomorrow night, Harris Center in Folsom. The next night, the Mildred Owen Concert Hall in Pacifica. Then you move on to McLeod, September 14th.
Yes.
In October 5th, you're back here in Sacramento.
That's right, at the Fifth String, which has a new venue. We're so excited to see what they've put together. John Green did that, the owner of the Fifth String, and it sounds like a lovely place.
In the studio with me, the Nell and Jim Band, almost all of it. Nell Robinson is here with Jim Nunnally, also Jim Kerwin, Rob Reich, and the absent one is John Arkin. But everybody's busy touring. Mm-hmm. I think you're playing a lot of the music from the record from last year, which is Baby, Let's Take the Long Way Home. Is that right, Nell?
Well, do you mean live when we're playing?
Yes.
You know, we've really shifted, I have to say, because we've written some new material, actually quite a lot. And we've begun to sort of fold that in to the material that we've been playing from the last album. And so kind of depends. I would expect at the Folsom show, the first set will probably be almost entirely the new music.
Ah.
And second set, we'll just have some fun and play around with whatever, you know, seems like a fun thing to play at the time. But this next album has got us feeling pretty excited. We've just finished it. It's been mastered. It's not released yet. We're thinking about how we want to kind of bring it out into the world. But the title is Steel. And the reason that it's titled Steel is the title cut is a song that Jim Nunnally wrote about his life as a young man, as a welder. And that was his profession as a young 20-year-old, 21-year-old, highly skilled and certified master welder. He did that during the day. And then at nighttime, he played his guitar and played with bands and played music and went to, whether it's a bar gig or a big festival or whatever it might have been. And it's such a beautiful song. Would you tell him about that? I love the story behind it.
Yeah, and I'm also interested in whether there was a phrase or a sound, something that kept going through your mind that inspired you when you finally decided to put it down.
Put down the song as a song? Well, this is interesting question because what was happening at the time was we were in the house and we were going to boil a pot of water for spaghetti. And Nell said, well, why don't you go and write a song? And I'll write a song and I'll start writing a song in here in the kitchen. And so I went in the living room and started writing a song, and Nell started to write a song in the kitchen. And that's what came out was I just started thinking about my life as a younger person and how I had been, I had gone to school to be a welder against my mother's better judgment. My mom thought I should go to music school, but I thought I would go to trade school because I felt like I needed to earn a living, and it was it's always been difficult to earn a living as a musician. And so she said, you know, hey Jim, you know, you're a good musician, you might want to consider music school. And so I thought, well, I told her, I said, well, Mom, I have to make a living. And so I went to trade school, worked as a welder for Kaiser Steel, and started my own welding business. And then I ended up the theme throughout that time was I kept, as Nell was saying, I kept playing music. I was playing the whole time, but I got so busy. I was playing, you know, like a lot of times 5 nights a week and working, you know, 5 days a week as a regular job. And so it was just burning me out having two jobs. Invited my welding teacher to a gig. And I said, boy, I don't know what to do. And he said, you should do this, you know. So that's when I actually gave up welding. That was 1983. And so I went back to the same school, and I went to a recording engineering program. And so I used the recording engineering that led me into record producing, and I produced, you know, over 100 records and had my own recording studio. And the supplement in my income with both of things related to music. When I was in recording school, we had I had a really good teacher at a record producing class. And in the class, I learned about all the aspects of audio. So like here at the radio station, you have all these engineers that are engineering, you know, your program, and all the technical people who are doing all the things. And it's just like that in the music business. It's changing very rapidly now, but there's a lot of people who are doing a lot of different audio aspects. So anyway, I decided to find something that would help supplement my income that way. I can't say as I had in mind some kind of a theme that was going through my head, you know, other than there's one line in the song that while I was working as a welder, I always had music going through my head. And there's a one line in there where I talk about chipping the slag and a certain rhythmic sound, and also talk about going to a fiddle contest, and they call it fiddling around of music, and that's in the song as well. These themes about music that were actually going through my head when I was work. You have a lot of time to think when you're a welder. Just think about other stuff. It's kind of a nice trade.
Can you play that fiddling line?
Well, the it's singing right there, but the intro of the song is. Part of the melody.
You had complicated thoughts.
Yeah.
I have a question after that long story. Did you ever go back to your mom and say, you know, Mom, I think you were onto something. I think you saw what was really real in me.
Well, what I said was, you were right.
That works too.
Moms love to hear that.
I've said that to her many times. Yeah, well, my right. Mom is right.
Let's hear the title track from the album about to be released by the Nell and Jim Band. This is Steel.
These calloused old hands have worked the shipyard steel. They've played the saddest songs that you could ever feel. And dried teardrops on a cold and lonely night. Knowing when to let go and when to hold on tight. These calloused old hands have built my life. Well, I hung from oil rigs when I was 21 and played dingy bars for a pocket full of fun. Chipped slag from a new-made weld, making a rhythmic sound to take my mind from the shipyard out to the fiddling ground
to play another round.
Hundreds of feet from ground, and sang my songs in concert halls half the world around. Worked on the hot black steel in 100-degree heat, shielding myself from the molten sparks with the leather from head to feet. It can really make it weep.
These calloused old hands have worked the shipyard steel. they played the saddest songs that you could ever feel. And dried teardrops on a cold and lonely night, knowing when to let go and when to hold on tight. These calloused old hands have built my life. From bridges to oil rigs, pipelines to rails, I work the molten steel and I listen for the well of the whistle at quitting time to go and rest my head. Thankful I made it through another day working full speed ahead, dreaming of a guitar in my hands. These calloused old hands have worked the shipyard steel. They played the saddest songs that you could ever feel. And dried teardrops on a cold and lonely night, knowing when to let go and when to hold on tight. These calloused old hands have built my life.
That was Steel by the Nell and Jim Band, the title of the album soon to be released by the band with Nell Robinson, Jim Nunnally, Jim Kerwin, Rob Reich, and John Arkin. So a question to Jim Kerwin. Hearing Jim describe the depth of that song and you having played for so many decades with great people and great songs, do you immerse yourself into that context, or do you really just want to learn how to play the music in sort of the song of the instruments as opposed to the depth of all of what it means?
I understand, yeah. Well, first I learned the song and try to make sure that what I'm doing is supporting that song.
Sure.
I'm listening to the lyric and finding what the story is that he wants to tell. And then gauging my notes to not get in the way of that story, you know, not only the notes, but the rhythm of what I'm playing. So I'm not confusing anything that, you know, of what he's telling about. And of course, and then I do sing as the backup harmony on some of that. So I have to make sure to come in the right place and sing the right note. But yeah, I'm doing everything to service the story that he's telling, mm-hmm. and not get in the way.
Do you love meeting people who say, I might hear a big band sound, but I'm just listening to the line of the string bass. I'm just listening to what you're playing.
Well, those are smart people. Because all the rest of that is just filigree on top of that. But no, it's true. I do have that. I pick out the bass line, and I think anyone who is interested in music, once they discover that if they pick out the bass line, then they're understanding the form of the tune, the basic form that everything is put on top of. And I don't want to stick out because that's what I was just saying. I don't want to get in the way of the song. But yes, occasionally it's nice to put in a little bit of my own, you know, comment into the song. And it is fun to play with that. And that's what keeps it different every night, every performance we play. I try to think of this as the first time. And I try to think of hearing these words for the first time. And, you know, so, it keeps me on my toes.
That was Jim Kerwin. Hey, let's listen to a song titled Sophia. And we're going to hear a lot of your voice, Nell, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
She stood in trample moss, shaking head to foot.
grandma plucks a peach peel, whisper dry beach grass, amulets from
to know that that was outside, that that really was recorded somewhere on a shore, maybe with grandma. I know it probably,
I believe. I'm so happy to hear that. You can close your eyes and a movie plays, right? Yeah. And you can sort of see the story play out. And that makes me really happy to hear that. That's a live recording. We did that up at the Big Room at the Sierra Nevada Brewery a couple of years ago, and a wonderful duo called Mamuse, who's from that area, joined us on stage and on the fly helped create some of those bird sounds and sort of low sounds. And they're just beautiful singers and women, and they brought their spirit to this song. I bet you're a big reader.
I am a big reader anyway, yeah. And I have to be for this job.
I bet. Well, there's a wonderful book I could recommend called The Summer Book by a Finnish writer named Tove Jansson. And it's a series of short stories about a grandmother's summer with her granddaughter out on an island. And her granddaughter is 9 years old, and both grandma and granddaughter are very mischievous. And they're beautiful, beautiful stories. And the little girl's name is Sophia. Mm. And one of those stories inspired the song.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. I'm going to let you go in a moment. But, Rob, I want to know who introduced you to accordion. Where did that come from when you were a youngster?
Well, I started on accordion relatively late in life, in my 20s. I started on piano when I was 3. But actually, when I was in college, I studied composition at Oberlin. And one of my professors there was Pauline Oliveros, who passed away a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Wonderful teacher and person to have in my life. And although I wasn't playing accordion at the time, her accordion playing really inspired me. She had a very experimental approach to the instrument, almost like treating it like, just like with her own voice and finding sounds on it that I hadn't heard with traditional accordion music. And so that was really my gateway into starting to think the accordion was pretty cool.
Well, I thank you so much for the time for this conversation, because it's fun to hear about the roots and the magic that happens in all of what you create. And I think all of you can just step on stage and play, and that's probably enough. But to have this time and to have some of the storytelling is really terrific. So thanks for the treasures.
Well, thank you.
Good questions. Thank you.
And wonderful questions. And thank you for having us. This is our third time being with you, and we just so appreciate you and your keeping this music out in the world and turning people on to, you know, bands like us. So thank you.
Good luck with the new record, and we'll see you again, okay?
Great.
Thanks, Beth.
That's the Nell and Jim Band, and you heard Nell Robinson, Jim Nunnally, Jim Kerwin, Rob Reich, and John Arkin is also part of the band. Well, Jim's got the guitar on his lap, so I'm just going to say that's insight. If you want to play us out for our final minute or so, and again, the Nell and Jim Band, watch for a new album this fall, and there's much more at capradio.org/insight. Thanks for joining us. Okay.